I want to speak about something which I believe Rabbi Loken spoke about already this week. But he spoke about it from a
metaphysical
Musa Hashkofa psycho-spiritual point of view and psycho-ethical point of view. And I want to speak about it from a point of view more of halacha, more of momitad lomdus. The Gemara says in Shabbos, in the sugya of Chanukah, after the Gemara tells over the whole series of events, what happens, the Gemara says, L'shona acheres, that the following year, kovum v'osum, they established and they made these days, yomim tovim, behalel v'haydah. So Rashi there on the Gemara says, Hachigasinon, v'asa'um yomim tovim, behalel v'haydah. That these days of Chanukah are Yom Tov in reference to Hallel, and in reference to Al Hanisim, Loisha Asurim b'Malacha. But there's no Issa Malacha, as we know, on Chanukah. Shalei Nikvu, because the days of Chanukah were only established Elo Likreis Hallel, just for two things: Kriyas Hallel, V'loima Al Hanisim b'Haydo, and to say Al Hanisim b'Haydo. In other words, the whole of Chanukah boils down to two things, and just two things: saying Hallel and saying Al Hanisim, both in Birchas HaMazon and in Tefillah in Shemoneh Esrei. Which seems to imply that on Chanukah, the only addition that there is on Chanukah is the Amiras Hallel, besides Adlakas Neris, which is a partial Rishni Atzmai. But basically, it's the Amiras Hallel, it's saying Al Hanisim, and absolutely nothing else. In other words, in reference to anything else, it's a pure, simple weekday, like any other day. It's Mutar B'Malacha, etc., etc. Which would mean that there's absolutely no mokum at all in terms of Chanukah for either Mishte or Simcha. That doesn't play a role at all in Chanukah. And the Maram Mirotenburg, who was one of the Rishonim, is quoted both in the Tashbats and is quoted by the Mordechai in Psochim, in Perek Dalad, that he writes the following: Ubechanika, that during the days of Chanukah, le'echol, if a person makes a suda, zehu sudas harishus, this is a sudas harishus. Kidiyomrinim b'masecha Shabbos, because the Gemara says in Masecha Shabbos, in Perek Bamed Madlikin, Asa'um yomtif lahalel v'haydah, that it was only made a Yom Tov in reference to these two things, namely Hallel and Al Hanisim. And then, says the Tashbats, V'oma Maram, Zal, that the Maram Mirotan book said, Dafka l'Hallel l'Haydos, that it's Dafka for Hallel and for Al Hanisim, Loi l'Mishta v'Simcha, but there's no din of Mishta and there's no din of Simcha. And as we said, this Maharam Mirotenburg is also brought in the Mordechai, as we'll see in a moment, in the fourth Perek of Psochim. However, as opposed to the Maharam Mirotenburg, and as opposed to the Tashbats, and a number of other Rishonim that also take this position that there's absolutely no din of Mishta and Simcha on Chanukah, there are Rishonim who maintain that there is a din of Mishta and Simcha on Chanukah. The Mordechai in Psochim, in Perek Dalet of Psochim, after he brings and quotes this Maram, he says, Afal Pi Kein, nevertheless, nearer, it appears to me, Dehoyu v'chanukahu me'ayomim shenischayev b'hem achila. Seeing that in practical terms you are mechuyev with achila on Chanukah, shari osalis anis b'hem, because there's an isra of tainus on Chanukah, therefore you can't say that a suda on Chanukah would only be a suda's reshus. In addition, says the Mordecha, Hare b'chol suda oimrim al anisim. In every single suda that a person eats on Chanukah, in Birchas Hamazon, he has to say al anisim. U'mahalalim l'akadosh baruch al anes ve'al gvurasai. And that's part of Pirsum anisim. So the Mordecha seems to be objecting to the Maharam on the basis of the fact that you say al anisim in Birchas Hamazon, which represents Pirsum Hanes. So as Pirsum Hanes, there seems to be an Indian of Simcha and Mishta. And also on the basis of the fact that seeing it's also to fast, so Mimela, you have to eat. So Mimela, you can't call a Suda that one makes a Suda's Rishus. The Marshal, famous Marshal in Bava Kamma, also follows the opinion of the Mordechai. And he says the following: Oisin su'udus sh'oisin b'yimei Chanukah, those su'udus which a person eats on Chanukah, nira, it would appear to me, shahim su'udus mitzvah, that they're considered to be a su'udus mitzvah. V'loi k'divrei maharam, unlike the position that the maharam takes, sh'posak shahim su'udus rishus, and who paskins that it's only a su'udus rishus. Why? Because the maharam assumed, says the Yamsha Shleimer, de lahaydis to lahalal nisaknu, that when the Gemara says lahaydis lahalal, it means dafka. Lahaydis lahalal. V'lei l'mishta simcha. And I disagree, says the Yamsha Shleimer. Elo, I'm of the opinion, says the Yamsha Shleimer, k'divrei horambam, I follow the shitta of the Rambam, shehein yimei simcha v'halal. I follow the opinion of the Rambam that Chanukah is not only Yumei Halal Vahidah, but Chanukah is also Yumei Simcha. In other words, the Marshal is saying the following: I disagree with the Maharam, who says that there's no din of Simcha on Chanukah, and therefore a Suda that you make on Chanukah would not be a Suda's Mitzvah. And the reason why I disagree with the Maharam is because he doesn't like his diuk of the fact that the Gemara says Vasom Yamim Tovim b'Halal v'Hidah, the Halal v'Hidah is just Halal v'Hidah and not anything else. And my backup is, says the Marshal, that this is the Shittas Rambam. The Rambam says Mefurish that Chanukah, the days of Chanukah are Yimei Simcha. To which the Bach, on the Beis Yosef, in Simon Tov Reish Pei Beis, goes a stage further, and the Bach in Simon Tov Reish Pei Beis is Machmer, and he says a person is obligated on Chanukah to eat pas, to eat bread in the sudas that he makes on Chanukah, and therefore, says the Bach, because you are mechuyev to eat bread, if you forgot to say al anisim in Birchas Hamazon, you have to repeat the Birchas Hamazon in exactly the same way that the Ravior writes that if you forgot al anisim, you have to repeat Birchas Hamazon, because Chanukah is a Yom Tov. And in the Yom Tov, you have to have a Suda which includes Pas. And the Maharam, this is what the Bach says, and the Maharam who says not so is wrong. The Leike Maharam. But we Paskin, says the Bach, that it's a Yom Tov and it's a Suda's Mitzvah. And therefore, because it's a Suda's Mitzvah, it requires Pas. Therefore, like in any other situation where there's a Chiyuv of Pas, if you forget to say the addition that you're meant to say, you have to be Chayza on the entirety of Birchas Hamazon, like Shabbos if you forgot Ritzei, or Yom Tov if you got Yalav Yoveh, there's Hu Adin Legabi Birchas Hamazon on Chanukah. So we've got a Marshal who says that this is the Shittah of the Rambam. We've got the Mordechai, And we've got a Bach, right? All who maintain that there is a Chi of Simcha on Chanukah, and that it requires a Seuda, according to the Bach, and it requires a Seuda with Pas. And the Achrenim already bring that there's a Tshuvas HaRashba, which seems to intimate very clearly that the Rashba also was of the opinion that there is a Chi of Simcha, and there's a Chi of Seuda on Chanukah. Now, here there's something very interesting. The Machshal says categorically that the Rambam's opinion is that Chanukah, there is a din of Simcha. And there are other Rishonim who also were post-Rambam, but they were still Rishonim, and they also quote the Rambam that the Rambam's opinion is that Chanukah has a din of Simcha and that Chanukah is Yemei Simcha. First and foremost amongst them is the Rebbe of the Maril, the Reb Shalom Mineshtat. He was the Rebbe of the Maril. It was only recently that they printed his manuscript, which was his psokim. And he writes, Yesh linhoig simcha umishta b'chanika v'chein Hechir Ksas ben Amaimani. So he's already not saying he's so strongly like the Marshal says that this is the shit of the Rambam that Chanukah is Yemei Simcha, but he says it seems to appear from the Rambam, there's a shtickle, a raya from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that Chanukah are days of Simcha which require a Seuda. What is that? What are they referring to? Now, this Rambam that they're referring to is a Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah and Halacha Gimel. Now, what the Rambam actually says there is the following. Listen carefully to what the Rambam says. The Rambam gets historical, and he says over the whole story of Chanukah what exactly happened, and he goes quite in detail into it as to what exactly happened at that point in time. And then he says, as a result of all this, Hiskinu Chachomim Sheba'isa Hador, that the Chachomim who were at that point in time made a takona Sheyiyu Shmoines Yomim Ho'elu, that these 8 days of Chanukah Shemtchilosan Kaf Hei B'Kislev, that start on the 25th of Kislev, they were masakin that these days should be Yemei Simcha V'Hallel. That's the expression that the Rambam uses. That the Chachomim were masakin that these 8 days are defined as being Yemei Simcha V'Hallel. To which the Maaseh Rekeach on the Rambam says, seeing that the Rambam describes the days of Chanukah as being Yemei Simcha V'Hallel, Midakari Lehu Yemei Simcha, seeing the Rambam defines these 8 days as being Yemei Simcha, Mashma, it would appear from the Rambam, this Firalei, that the Rambam is of the opinion, Dahasudois, Be'elu Hayomim, that any Suda that a person will eat during the 8 days of Chanukah, Einam Rishus can't be defined as being a Sudas Rishus, Elo Mitzvah. They're obviously Sudas Mitzvah. Why? Because, says the Maaseh Rekeach, seeing that the Rambam defined these 8 days of Chanukah as being Yemei Simcha, and we have a klal which Chazal tell us, the Ein Simcha Elo Bebosa, and it has to be, says the Maaseh Rekeach, Derech Seuda. It's not stam achidus boson yayin. It has to be achidus boson shtiyas yayin derech suda. Therefore, if the Rambam is defining the ches yemei Chanukah as yemei simcha, then it's yemei simcha. How? Through bos of a yayin. A bos of a yayin has to be in a suda. Therefore, if you're making a suda on a Chanukah, it must be a sudas mitzvah, not a sudas rishus, as those group of rishonim who said that it's only a sudas rishus. Okay. To which Rav Shlomo Kluger in Binyan Shlomo says the following. He says, I don't understand what's going on here. Why? He says, Midivrei HaRambam, from the language of the Rambam, which calls Chanukah Yesei Mei Simcha, Mevur Mefurish, it's clear, explicitly, the spherik lay the Chanukah Havein Yemei Simcha. The Rambam is saying very clearly that Chanukah are Yemei Simcha. And if the Rambam is saying that Chanukah, the days of Chanukah are Yemei Simcha, have a mitzvah lecho boy, then obviously it must be a mitzvah to eat sudas during these days. Why? There's no such thing as simcha without a suda. Simcha and a suda goes together, says Rav Shlomo Kluger. How do I know this? Because b'ma yismach, if he's not going to make a suda, how does he express the simcha of the Yemei Chanukah? Hari b'yon tov omru chazal, da'in simcha le'babos v'yayin. Chazal already kaveya that the only way you can express simcha is through a bus of a yayin, which has to be derech suda, and therefore it has to be it has to be with a suda. So if so, the suda is a chiyuv. So if on Yom Tov, where says Rav Shlomo Kluger, I could come up with all sorts of other things why it should be Yemei Simcha, it's sukkos. Right, if you understand what a little of an Esrog is, Arba Midim is all about, what Yeshiva Sukkah is about, I say you get the Simcha from the Kima Mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah and from the Kima Mitzvah of Tris Yulav, Matzah, Achilas, Matzah, Arba Kaisis. He says, all Yom Tovim I can find you, and yet, along come Chazal and Chazal say, no, the Simcha is only by Boss of a Yayin. So he says, Kol Shekain Chanukah, where there is nothing else. Where is going to be the expression of the Yemei Simcha? Either Halal on the Yam and Nisim, that's Haidor. He says, that's not simcha. So there is no other way of expressing the simcha. So it's clear, he says from the Rambam, that the Rambam held that Chanukah you need a suda. There's a chiyuv of bos of a yayin. So he says, if that's the case, he says, I have a major problem. What's his major problem? He says, you look in the Rambam says, mefurish, that, as we said, it's yemei simcha. How come, he says, that none of the Peskim bring halacha l'maisa this Rambam? Now he says, what do I mean when I say that none of the Peskim bring this Rambam halacha l'maisa? He says, I'm talking about the Mechaber, he says, and the Ramah. He says that a Mechaber paskins quite clearly in Hilchas Chanukah and Siman Tov Reish Ayin Siman Beis Ribuy Hasudas Shemar Bim Bohen, that the sudas that one eats on Chanukah Haim Sudas Rishus, Shalei Kavu LeMishta V'Simcha. So as far as the Sfarim are concerned, that's it, finished. There's absolutely no arguing, right? The guys who keep one day Yom Tov because of Adi Yosef, etc., etc., etc. There's no din of Simcha at all in Chanukah, it's Chad Mashmai. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, but even according to the Ramah, who is Masig on the Shulchan Aruch, he says, what does the Ramah say? The Ramah says, and adds the following, V'yesh Omrim, says the Ramah, there are those people who maintain sheyesh ksas mitzvah beribu asudas, that there is ksas mitzvah, which I have the faintest idea what that means. What does a ksas mitzvah mean? Right? You can't be a little bit, a woman can't be a little bit pregnant, as my Rebbe used to say. Either she's pregnant or she's not pregnant. Either it's a mitzvah or it's not a mitzvah. What's that ksas mitzvah? I don't know. But Al Kaporim, the Ramah says this. The Ramah says that it's even according to those opinions that Yesh ksas mitzvah b'riviyah sudas, that's nothing at all to do with Chanukah, says the Ramah. That's because during these days, it so happened that these were the days of the Chanukah samizbeach, v'nayagim leim ezmiris v'sishpachas b'su'udah shemar b'men, and because it's the days of Chanukah samizbeach, there was a custom to say special zmiris v'sishpachas as a commemoration of Chanukah samizbeach. And therefore, the saying of those shiris and sishbachis turned the suda into a suda's mitzvah, but it has absolutely zilch to do with Chanukah and with the next Chanukah. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, if so, it comes out the following, that both the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah maintain that at the end of the day there is no mitzvah of simcha on Chanukah whatsoever. And even the Rambam says there's a ksatz mitzvah to do with Chanukah, because of Chanukah's mizbech, and it's only if you say the shiris and the shizbach, it's the gabbe the Chanukah's mizbech, which nobody does nowadays anyway. So if so, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, how come that the Mechaber and the Ramah don't make mention of the fact that there's a Mefurish Rambam where the Rambam says that Chanukah is Yimei Simcha? How come they ignore it? Now I have a further problem. Because even the Rishonim who bring the Rambam, it's only the Yamshel Shlomo who says categorically that I believe that Chanukah is Yimei Simcha and therefore requires Suda. And this is the opinion of the Rambam. Yamshel Shlomo is the only person who says that the Rambam says this clearly. Others, when they bring the Rambam, what do they say? They say, Much ksas. In other words, there's an indication, there's an intimation in the Rambam that Chanukah is Yimei Simcha. As the Bach says, V'chein muchach ksas b'Rambam. What does the Bach mean, V'chein muchach ksas b'Rambam? What's he talking about, V'chein muchach ksas b'Rambam? It's not muchach ksas b'Rambam, it's mefurish in the Rambam. The Rambam says, as we said, that these 8 days are Yimei Simcha, as the Maaser Rekech was medayek from the Rambam. Midikori lehu Yimei Simcha. So what does the Bach mean when he says Mashma Ksas? Not Mashma Ksas, it's Mefurish. Now, if you're going to say to me that the Mashma Ksas is referring not to the Simcha end of it, but it's referring to the Seuda, in other words, the Rambam says it's Yimei Simcha, so along comes the Bach, and the Bach says, because the Bach's talking about whether you require a Seuda or not. So the Bach is saying that it's mashma ksas from the Rambam, from the fact that the Rambam says it's Yimei Simcha, that you require a Suda. The mashma ksas is going on the Suda part of it, if that's the pshat. That b'chad doesn't make sense. Where does he get that from? The Rambam doesn't mention Suda at all. The Rambam says it's just Yimei Simcha. It doesn't say anything else other than Yimei Simcha. So you have no choice but to say that the Bach is trying to say the following, that the Rambam Taka only says Yimei Simcha. The Rambam doesn't say what the manifestation of the Yimei Simcha is. Seeing that there's a Maimah Chazal which says Ein Simcha Le Bebos of Yayin, so therefore it would be Mashma Ksas from the Rambam that the manifestation of the Simcha is with a Suda which has Bos of Yayin. That's what the Bach meant. However, I have a different problem completely with this Rambam. I have a personal problem with this Rambam, which Shlomo Kluger is not mayor, and which I didn't see that anybody is mayor. And that is that the language of the Rambam is very strange. Why? Because the Rambam says the following, that Shmeinis Yomim Ho'elu, these 8 days, Shetchiloson Chaf Hei Kislev, that start on Chaf Hei Kislev, Yimei Simcha. They are Yimei Simcha. Now, why did the Rambam write it that way? Why didn't the Rambam write Chayev Odom Liyosameach Beches Yomim Ha'ilu? That a person has to be Mesameach, has to be Sameach in these 8 days. Because when the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov, that's the way that the Rambam writes it. The Rambam doesn't write that Yimei Yom Tov are Yimei Simcha. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Yom Tov in Perek Vav Alach Yud Zayin, and there he's talking about Simchas Yom Tov. He's talking about Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuos. What does the Rambam say? Chayev Adam Liyos Bohen Sameach V'Toiv Leiv. So in Hilchas Chanukah, if there's a din of Simcha on Chanukah in the same way there's a din of Simcha in Yom Tov, what should the Rambam write? The Rambam should write that these 8 days, which start on the 25th of Kislev, Chayev Adam Liyos Bahen Sameach V'Toiv Leiv. The Rambam doesn't write that. The Rambam writes that Kovu, these Shmeinis Yomim from Chaf Hei Kislev as Yimei Simcha. Which means that the Rambam is distinguishing
between Simcha in reference to Yom Tov and Simcha in reference to Chanukah. When it comes to Yom Tov, what's the Rambam saying? When it comes to Yom Tov, the Rambam says, Chayev Odom Liyos Bahem Samech V'Toiv Leiv. It's a din on the Gavra, it's a din on the person. The person has to be Samech V'Toiv Leiv. When it comes to Chanukah, the Rambam doesn't say that. When it comes to Yom Tov, the Chiyuv Simcha on Yom Tov is a Chiyuv on the Gavra, the same way as any other mitzvah of Yom Tov is a mitzvah on the Gavra. It's the Gavra that has to shake lulav. It's the Gavra that has to sit in the sukkah. It's the Gavra that has to eat matzah. It's the Gavra who has to drink dalad kosis. It's all Chiyuvim on the person. When it comes to Chanukah, the Rambam doesn't say that. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam doesn't say there's a Chiyuv on the person to be Sameach in Chanukah. He says that Chanukah, the days of Chanukah are Yimei Simcha. It's a din in the days of Chanukah, it's not a din on the person. But what does that mean? When you tell me there's a din on the person that I can understand. Din on the person, I understand. It's a din on the person, you have to take a lulav. It's a din on the person, you have to eat matzah. Din on the person, you have to sit in the sukkah. Din on the person, that he has to eat bosa, he has to drink wine, he has to be, din on the person, he has to be sameach beliboy. But what do we mean when we say that the days are days of simcha? It's a din on the day, it's not a din on the person. Now one thing is obvious. When it comes to Yom Tov, and the Rambam says that on Yom Tov a person is mechuyev to be sameach, the Tov Lev, he's talking about the mitzvah of Simcha. When it comes to Chanukah, he's not talking about the mitzvah of Simcha, he's talking about, as we said, Yimei Simcha, which means that however we're going to slice it, it doesn't make any difference. The Rambam is making a clear-cut distinction between the concept of Yimei Simcha and the concept of mitzvah simcha. It's two totally different things. One has no connection with the other. The din of mitzvah simcha, which is applicable on Yom Tov, is learnt out from a posuk. It's learnt out from a posuk of the Samachta B'Chagecha. That, says the Rambam, is a mitzvah on the person that he has to be Sameach and that he has to be Tov Lev. Therefore, because he has a personal mitzvah to be Sameach V'Toiv Leiv, therefore, he has to do positive acts which are considered to be acts of Simcha. Because it's a chiyuv on the person. So the person has to do certain things. And these things that he has to do are a kumvaseh, a positive act on the person, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha. So when there was a Beis HaMikdash, he had to bring Shalmei Simcha. And that was the way he fulfilled the personal onus that he had of Simcha Sachad. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, he has to eat basar and drink yayin. Because that's the way that he is yaitza, the personal obligation he has of the samachta b'chagecha, which expresses itself in being sameach the Tov Lev through doing certain acts. Yimei Simcha means that these days are days of Simcha. Because these days are days of Simcha, you're not allowed to do anything which will contradict the days being days of Simcha. But it doesn't impose upon you any positive kumviaseh obligations. It only imposes upon you shev al taisa. It only tells you what you're not allowed to do. It doesn't tell you what you are mechuyev to do. In other words, because these are days of simcha, if you will do an act which contradicts simcha, then you are destroying the definition of these days as being days of simcha. Therefore, don't do anything which will create a situation where these days won't be days of Simcha. Therefore, the Yimei Chanukah, it expresses itself in one way. It's Osa Behesped and Tainis. Why is it Osa and Hesped and Tainis? Because Hesped and Tainis is doing an act which contradicts Yimei Simcha. But there's no chiyuv on the person to do anything at all. So it works out the following, that by every Yom Tov, the mitzvah, or the kiyum din of the mitzvah of Simcha is through an kumba asay, which is a maisa achila, bisman as a vasuda, etc. Masha'en keino Chanukah, the way in which the Simcha expresses itself is to retain the days as being days of Simcha by not doing things which contradict Simcha. There's no kumvi asay by Chanukah. There's only sheva al taisa. Therefore, when I get to Chanukah, what does the Rambam write? The Rambam writes that these are days of Simcha, and the Rambam doesn't mention anything at all about Mishten and Suda, because there is no such thing on Chanukah according to the Rambam. All it is Yimei Simcha, whose expression of Yimei Simcha is by refraining from doing something which is going to constitute a contradiction to the definition of Yimei Simcha, like Hesper and Tainus. And that's why the Rambam, in reference to Chanukah, writes Yimei Simcha, and in reference to Yom Tov, writes it's an imposition on the person. If I'm right, then there's no din of Simcha on the person, legabei Chanukah. Then saying Hallel on Chanukah has nothing at all to do with Simcha. Saying Hallel on Chanukah is not a tetzor of Simcha. Saying Hallel on Chanukah has no connection with Simcha because there is no din of Simcha on Chanukah. It's this, you're not allowed to do things which contradict Simcha, but you don't have to do anything positive. So saying Hallel doesn't come into the picture at all. So why do you have to say Hallel? That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that they needed a special takona legabei Chanukah, the kovum, they were keveya Chanukah, as you may Hallel and Haidor. Why you may Hallel and Haidor? Why did they have to be keveya Chanukah for Hallel and Haidor? Because legabei Yom Tov Stam, you wouldn't have to be keveya a special din of Hallel and Yom Tov, because it would be an outcome of the Simcha, right? The Briskerov, the Simcha of Yom Tov creates that the Shira comes from itself. By Chanukah, there's no such thing. There's no positive act that a person has to do. So if there's no positive act that a person has to do, therefore they had to make a special takona that of Hallel Vahidah. Now the only problem that could arise is if you look in Hilchos Megillah of the Rambam, when he's talking about Purim, the Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Hilchos Megillah in Halacha Yudalad, Mitzvas Yoim Yudalad libnei Kforim v'ayorais v'yoim tes vov libnei Krochim, that the mitzvah on Purim, whether it's the Purim of Prozim or on Yudalad or the Purim of Mukofim on tes vov, lihiyoison, that these days, the 14th of Adar and the 15th of Adar, should be Yom Simcha Umishte Umishleach Monis Lareim Umatonis Leavyonim. So, what does the Rambam write in reference to Purim? Lehi Yoison Yom Simcha. And we just said that whenever the Rambam uses the expression Yom Simcha, it's not a chiv on the Gavra, it's not a chiv on the person. It's just don't do things which contradict Simcha. But by Purim it's not true, because by Purim there is a din of Chiyuv Suda, and by Purim there is a din of Mishta. So the Teretz is Poshut, the Enochanama. The Gemara in Megillah needs a limud. That from the fact that the Megillah's Esther says that you may Mishta v'Simcha, from there we learn out that on Purim there is a din of Mishta v'Simcha. If it wouldn't have been a takona of Mishta v'Simcha on Purim and a Chanama, Purim v'Oblim exactly the same thing as Chanukah. Had the Megillas Esther not said Mefurish that part of the takona was that it should be Mishta and Simcha, Taka wouldn't be any din. Because Be'etzim, that's what the Rambam's saying. The Rambam's saying that Mitzad Atzmai Chanukah and Purim, which are the only two Yom Tovim the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon weren't Mesakim Dvorim on the person. The Rabbanon, as Yom Tov. the Rabbanim are misaken that these days are days of simcha. Therefore, you can't do anything which contradicts simcha. Therefore, the only thing that comes out is the issa hesped and the issa tainus. Positive things they weren't misaken, except that by Purim there was a special takona of laseisiyay mishte v'simcha. By Chanukah there was no special halacha. Therefore, it's a blight that there's taken no din of simcha or mishta or suda on Chanukah, which means that when Shlomo Kluger's kasha, right? What did Shlomo Kluger ask? He said, "I don't understand." The Rambam says, "Meforish since you may simcha, how come none of the Poskim mention it? None of the Poskim mention it because there's no reason to mention it. What are the Poskim talking about? What's the Shulchan Aruch talking about? What's the Ramot talking about? They're talking about definitively. You've got an obligation to make a suda on Purim." To which both the Mechaber and the Ramah answer categorically, no, you don't. Why? Because Taka the Rambam holds you don't. The Rambam doesn't present a steer. So therefore, what's the Mashmaksas? What's the Bach saying? What's the Mashmaksas in the Rambam? I don't know. There is no Mashmaksas in the Rambam. There is no Mashmaksas in the Rambam.
So why does he say there's a Mashmaksas?
I don't know what the Bach means. First of all, I don't know what the Ramah means when he says ksas mitzvah. I've got no idea what a ksas mitzvah is. Where do you find a concept in halacha? I don't know, Rabbi loves the ish halacha here. Where do you find something being a ksas mitzvah? Either it's a mitzvah or it's not a mitzvah. How can something be a shtickle a mitzvah? Either God commanded you to do it or he didn't command you to do it. Isn't the definition of a mitzvah that you were commanded to do it? You can tell me that there's something which you have to do lechatchila or there's something you have to do b'dieved. That I understand. That's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kumis. That's like shchita. That's a mitzvah. It's a regular mitzvah. It's listed in the Tariag mitzvahs. Where's there a ksas mitzvah? What does it mean, a ksas mitzvah? Where do you find another example of something which is a ksas mitzvah?
I've got it rolled down in the Shach. I find that if I let the off people
The Ramah. The Ramah says, but as we said, but that's only else Chanukah's Mizbech, says the Ramah. It's nothing at all to do with Chanukah. That's the basis for a Moshe's Pesach. A novel is not allowed to go to a Suda's Chanukah because it's not Suda's Mitzvah. He's telling somebody else, Mechassidish Yid asked Moshe, it's imprinted in Nivus Moshe, whether you're allowed to go to Tish on Chanukah. He says, no way. Because it's a Suda's Mitzvah. He says, it's not a Suda's Mitzvah. You're allowed to go for a Suda's Mitzvah, you're allowed to go. And even a novel's allowed to go. But he says Chanukah is a Siddur Mareim. It's not a Siddur Mitzvah. There's no mitzvah involved here. On what basis is he saying? He's saying on the basis of the Mechaber and the Ramah. Because nowadays nobody's making it as Chanukah's Mizbech. So it's a blight to know as Chanukah. Blight to know as Chanukah. There's no the halacha lemaisa. We take a pasuk. We don't pasuk like those Rishonim will hold that there is an inyan in it. But I don't know what a ksas mitzvah is. I don't know what he means when he says mucha ksas me Rambam. Where's it mucha ksas? The way I'm learning the Rambam, it's not mucha ksas from the Rambam. The opposite. It's mucha from the Rambam, not like that. It's like Kabach. Sorry?
Because you have to eat on...
But you could drink a glass of water, you're also not fasting. I never understood this. I don't understand that svara either. It's not a mitzvah. Why? It's not a mitzvah. You're being meineya from destroying the Yemei Simcha. Why is that a mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah.
It's going to be helping out. If you have a suda on Yom HaChanukah, right?
Yeah.
So that's not going to be... Yeah, because you're going to be helping out, you know, like the...
But it doesn't become, again, it doesn't become a mitzvah. It means why are you enhancing anything at all?
Because you're going to make it, you know, even happier.
You're not making anything happier. There's nothing that's making it happier. The only thing you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to fast. So drink a glass of water and then finish.
Muhammad, obviously, our instant invention. Yeah. You could say maybe that you see that what you ate before
No, that has nothing to do with it. That's the takon of lahidus lahalel. That's the takon of lahidus lahalel. That's all. Nothing to do with the eating. It has nothing to do with eating. I don't know. I don't have the faintest idea. But it's klar. That's borrowed. In my opinion, that the Rambam holds that there's no mitzvah, no chiyuv of simcha whatsoever. And taka the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, and the Rambam, which are the three major poskim, hold that there's no inyan whatsoever.
That's all.
What?
No, the Tanakh brothers in Yeshiva, because the Rikards don't know how to celebrate.